All ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is Cherry Lane Genoway calling to order the special meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council on June 10th, 2020. If I could please ask the Honorable Jean Hernandez to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
My pleasure. Colleagues, please stand if you're able and join me as we renew our pledge to the most visible sign of freedom in the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated.
Hey, thank you, Jean. And as a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. And before we start roll call, I'd like to introduce, we have a new member of SCAC, Mayor Paulo Morales from the City of Cypress. And he was just appointed or elected at the City Selection Committee, which took place. So we welcome him to SCAC.
Oh, shit, it's going down.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Paulo. Glad you're here. Glad you could join us this morning. So This is the first of several SCAC meetings. These are the special meetings that we have for AB 361. This meeting, we do have a couple of other items, business that we do need to attend to. So having said that, we'll start roll call. If everybody could please unmute so that we don't have the delay when you need to respond. And as soon as you've responded, then you can go ahead and mute. And Jenna Sergio will be taking roll.
Right, Charlene Ashendorf?
Present.
Linda Barcelona? Denise Barnes?
Present.
Elizabeth Busick?
Present.
Amelia Castro? Meredith Chalemi?
Present.
Susan Doback?
Present.
Carol Downey?
Present.
Elaine Genoway?
Present.
Jean Hernandez?
Present.
Carolyn Inman?
I saw Carolyn, you're muted.
Yeah, I think she's having mic issues maybe.
Okay, she's here.
Jim Levy.
Present.
Crystal Miles.
Present.
Carol Moore. Paulo Morales.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols. John Poyner.
Present.
Tony Rodella.
Hurrah.
Amina St. Matthews.
Present.
Barbara Slow.
Present.
Sandy Stang.
Present.
David Sullivan. Dave Tetzloff.
Present.
Jeffrey Rodriguez.
Present.
And Evelyn Velez.
Present.
We have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. So we are now on to item four, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any requests to speak or any members of the public?
If you are in the attendee room and wish to speak during public comment, you can use the hand raise icon or star 9 if you're calling in, and I will unmute you.
Okay, I see Sherry Horn. Yeah. Sherry is not a member of the full SCAC, so she can address us in public comments.
Well, I'm present also, and my name wasn't called, so I just want to.
Okay, well, that was roll call for SCAC, for the full SCAC.
Okay, well, just don't want to be left out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We'll never leave you out, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Jenna, is there anyone else who would like to speak?
No, I'm seeing none.
Okay, so public comments is now closed, and we are on to our action items. The first item is AB 361, review and make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953E3. Is there a motion to recommend that we continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19, meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person.
I shall move.
Okay, moved by Meredith Chalemi, seconded by Elizabeth Busick. Any discussion? Seeing none, we need to do a roll call vote. Now, where's Erica? I had posed that because we have three items to vote on. Is it at all possible to vote on everything at once, or do we need to take each item separately?
We need to take each item separately, I believe.
Okay. All right, so everyone.
Do we want to, if we can bundle it, and then if people want to just say
yes,
or.
I think that might get a little confusing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so if everyone could please unmute, and Jenna will take, because we are meeting via Zoom, we have to do a roll call vote. Jenna?
Sure. Charlene Ashendorf?
Yes.
Linda Barcelona is absent. Denise Barnes?
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick?
Yes.
Amelia Castro? Absent. Meredith Chalemi?
Yes.
Susan Doback?
Yes.
Carol Downey?
Yes.
Elaine Genoway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Aye.
Carolyn Inman?
Aye.
Jim Levy?
Aye.
Crystal Miles?
No.
Carol Moore? Absent. Paulo Morales? Patty Mouton is absent. Joni Nichols?
Here.
So Joni Nichols, this is the vote on AB 361.
Yep, I'm here out in the rural boonies.
No, Joni, we've already taken roll. We're voting now on AB 361.
I'm so sorry. Thank you, Elaine.
Okay. So was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
John Poyner?
Yes.
Tony Rodella?
Aye.
Amina St. Matthews?
Aye.
Barbara Slow?
Yes.
Candy Stang?
Yes.
David Sullivan is absent. Dave Tetzloff?
Yes.
Jeffrey Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Evelyn Velez? Evelyn?
Yes.
Motion yes. Carries.
Okay, thank you, Jenna. So motion carries. Thank you, everyone. We will now move on to our second item, which is to vote on the slate of California senior legislature candidates. The candidates are John Poyner, Tony Rodella, Sherry Horn, Elizabeth Busick, Dave Tetzlaff, Jim Levy, and Kathy Meschuk. So is there a motion to approve the slate as presented? John Poyner, I see your hand is up.
Madam Chair.
Hi, you've reached Kathy.
Kathy is not here. The requirement is that the CSL member must be present in order to be elected. So we are going to have to jump over her. I called her last night. I spoke to her earlier this morning, and I was assured she was going to be here. I've called repeatedly. I cannot reach her. So. Okay. I believe, according to the CSL election rules, again, we will not be able to vote on her.
Well, why don't we move this item down on the agenda and take care of it after the bylaws amendment, and maybe she will have joined us by then. And at that point, we will either approve the slate members who are here, or and hopefully she will have joined us by then. Is everyone in agreement with that?
Any chance she's in the attendee room under a cell phone number?
You know what, yes. Perhaps, and right when you said that, John, a member dropped off. So I'm wondering if she's might be trying to call you. Because right when you said that, a member dropped off.
So, Jenna, her number is...
Let's just use the last four of the digits. This is the public meeting.
Okay, she's just calling me too. 6889.
She was. That's the number that just logged off. So she was in the attendee room.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself and speak to her.
Okay. So let's go ahead and We will move this on the agenda. We will move it till after the SCAC bylaws amendment. Could everyone please mute? And so now we need to address the SCAC bylaw amendments. We're on item 3 under action items. Still hearing background noise from somebody. Jenna, if you could please. Okay. So as you know, we did amend the SCAC bylaws not too long ago. That was at the direction of the county, but now we have further direction from the county and they have created another standardized template for the bylaws for all of the county boards, commissions, and committees. And we need to follow that template and because they are standardizing the procedures for all of them. So I will let Erica speak to this, but we do need to, and you were all sent the new bylaws. So Erica, if you could please speak to it and then we will take care of that item.
Sure, and thank you so much for allowing us to put this on the action items for a special meeting. We've been calling the specials just to attend to 361, but this is a time sensitive issue because we do have a directive from the Board of Supervisors that all county BCCs move on to the new template and that gets approved by the Board of Supervisors in July. So we won't have another opportunity to present the new bylaws template to you outside of this meeting. But I will say that this is an effort to get everybody into compliance with the new template. It's not the time to make material or content changes just because that would delay the process and then we wouldn't get on the board's agenda for July. But it's not our only opportunity to make updates. If we're working under the new bylaws and we see that there are some other changes that need to be made, we can certainly revisit that as an advisory council and go through the process of making those changes and then bringing it to the Board of Supervisors at a later time. It's not a fast process and it's not an easy process, so we don't want to make a habit of it, but I just wanted everyone to know that that approving the bylaw amendments to get it onto the new template today is not our only opportunity or final opportunity to get changes to our bylaws. So there are, like Elaine was saying, changes that are very consistent with the standardized structure. But I think things that are going to be important for SCAC is that the terms are changing. So you'll want to take a look at that. The elections will take place once a year in the month of November for the following calendar year. So that's a change because we usually do our elections in January. There is no nominating committee. It's just taking elections from the floor or nominations from the floor to do the election. We are going to be dark. All boards, councils and commissions are going to be dark twice a year. And that month is July and December, whereas SCAC was June and December for our dark months, it's moving to July. So because it's not getting approved by the board until July this year, it'll take effect next July. So, you know, we don't need to worry about that, but it's good to have staff have that break too, to allow our staff to have time off and so forth. So that'll be consistent countywide. I'm trying to think of some of the other key changes. Jenna, was there anything else that we need to make sure that we address? The quorum percentages changed a little bit in the standing committees.
You covered it. You got all the highlights.
Did I get all the big highlights? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the other items were just to make clear. So the positions for the executive board, which had been 2 years, will now be 1 year, correct? And then also we had made a change in our bylaws when we redid them, was to allow at 3 absences, you were sent a letter of a notification that if you had one more absence, that your seat would be vacated. So your seat would be vacated upon the 4th absence. which gave, you know, we were considering the makeup of our committee and it gave our members an extra absence, basically compared to the other boards, commissions, and committees in the county. They are taking this back to the three absences to be consistent. Okay, any further questions on the bylaws, the amended bylaws? Okay, John, you have a question on the bylaws? You're muted.
I do. On page 9, they reference compensation. Can I get a clarification on that? Seems to imply that you get $30 plus additional expenses. I don't think that's correct, but I just wanted to see if I'm misreading that in some way.
I believe that refers to your $30 stipend plus additional expenses if they are previously approved by the Office on Aging. So I know there have been circumstances in the past where there may have been some travel expenses or something like that, but that had to be approved prior to your expending the funds.
And yeah, it's two different sections, compensation and reimbursement. So it is titled differently.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, John.
On page 13, they reference executive board, but everywhere else, it's executive committee.
That will get all that will get changed to executive committee. The CEO policy does define it clearly as the executive committee. So it will be, that will all be cleared up and it will say executive committee. And the board, anything where it says the board is referencing the board of supervisors in this bylaw amendment. So thank you for catching that.
Yeah, and I know that was confusing to us before when we were going through the bylaws. It's, you know, which board are they referring to? So now they're making that consistent. Dave Tetzlaff, you have a question.
Question, comment, the Article 9 compensation, in theory, that should read $30 pre-tax withholdings. It seems that it states there that we are going to receive reimbursement for $30. And that's not true. That is pre-tax. And the state, the county, the federal government is all receiving compensation for my reimbursement. So I think that should read that it is prior to tax withholdings, as a practice that the county is doing.
We can check with county council on that to see if we can add the subject to tax withholdings.
Since we are modifying it, we will have to check with council on that, but I will also need, that will have to be included in the vote and make sure that a quorum of the SCAC is in agreement with that modification. And then we can check with council as well.
John Pointer.
Elaine, in that same item, number 1, compensation, it says council members may opt to waive a remuneration. That's, we can no longer do that now?
You can still do that.
Okay, so they just struck. Okay, that's odd.
It wasn't part of the template, but that, yes. And we can add that back in if the quorum of the staff wishes. But each member always has the option to waive if they wish.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion or questions on this item? John, your hand is still up.
Sorry.
Anything else? Okay, I just didn't want to move on if you still had a comment.
I can't move the cursor fast enough, I apologize.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so we have the bylaws before us. My understanding is we have one amendment to recommend for it, and that is to add the word pre-tax compensation. Am I getting that correctly? Okay, so We would vote on the amendment first, and then we would vote on the bylaws. So can I please have a motion for the amendment? Dave Tetzlaff, would you like to make the motion?
I so move.
Jenna, do you have the wording down on that?
Yes, I do.
Can you please repeat it?
Sure. So each council member shall be eligible to receive a sum of $30 pre-tax for attendance at a council meeting, subject to a maximum reimbursement for one such meeting per month.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Seconded by Elizabeth Busick. So we're voting on the amendment. Jenna, roll call, please.
Charlene Ashendorf?
Yes.
Linda Barcelona? Absent. Denise Barnes?
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick?
Yes.
Amelia Castro? Meredith Chalemi? Meredith?
You're muted, Meredith. We can't hear you.
We're on time. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Susan Doback?
No.
Carol Downey?
Yes.
Elaine Genoway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Aye.
Carol Inman?
Carolyn, we can't hear you. Shake your head. She's shaking her head, yes.
Yeah. Jim Levy?
You're muted, Jim.
Aye. Okay, Crystal Miles?
Aye.
Carol Moore? Paulo Morales?
Yes.
Patty Mouton is not present. Joni Nichols?
Yes.
John Pointer?
Yes.
Tony Rodella?
Yes.
Amina Sen Matthews?
Yes.
Barbara Sloat?
Yes.
Sandy Sting?
Yes.
David Sullivan? Yes. Jeffrey Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Evelyn Velez?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. So now do I have a motion to approve the bylaws as amended?
So moved.
Moved by Jim Levy, seconded by Carolyn Inman. Okay, Jenna. Any further discussion? Jenna, roll call, please.
Charlene Ashendorf?
Yes.
Linda Barcelona? Denise Barnes?
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick?
Yes.
Amelia Castro? Meredith Chalemi?
Yes.
Susan Doback?
Yes.
Carol Downey?
Yes.
Elaine Genoway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Aye.
Carolyn Inman motion, or seconded, I'm sorry, Jim Levy.
Aye.
Crystal Miles.
Aye.
Carol Moore. Paulo Morales.
Yes.
Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols. Joni,
yes. You're muted.
Yes.
John Pointer.
Yes.
Tony Rodella?
Aye.
Amina Sid Matthews?
Yes.
Barbara Sloat?
Yes.
Sandy Sting?
Yes.
David Sullivan? Jeffrey Rodriguez?
Yes.
Evelyn Velez?
Yes.
I would like to indicate my vote is yes. Also, Dave Tetzlaff.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you, Jenna. The motion carries. So we are now back on the agenda to the to vote on the slate of CSL candidates. If everybody could please mute right now, we're getting some background noise. Okay, John Pointer. Jenna, you muted me. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going so fast.
That's all right. Maybe I'm just talking too much. John Pointer, are all the candidates here?
I think John Pointer.
Jenna, I don't see Kathy Meschek. Do you?
She's in the attendee room. I've allowed her to speak.
Okay, great. Yes, we have all the candidates here, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we are voting on the slate of the CSL candidates, and I will repeat their names. John Pointer, Tony Rodella, Sherry Horn, Elizabeth Busick, Dave Tetzlaff, Jim Levy, and Kathy Meschek. All of them are present. Is there a motion to approve the slate as presented?
So moved.
Moved by Crystal Miles. Is there a second? Seconded by Jim Levy. Okay. Any further discussion on that? Any nominations from the floor? Nominations are now closed, and we will vote on the slate. If everybody could please unmute, and then when you've responded, please mute. Jenna, please take a roll.
Charlene Ashendorf.
Yes.
Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes.
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick.
Yes.
Amelia Castro. Meredith Chalemi.
Yes.
Susan Dobak.
Yes.
Carol Downey.
Yes.
Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Dean Hernandez.
Aye.
Carolyn Inman. Jim Levy.
Aye.
Crystal Miles.
Aye.
Carol Moore. Paulo Morales.
Aye.
Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols.
Yes.
John Pointer.
Yes.
Tony Rodella.
Aye.
Amina St. Matthews.
Yes.
Barbara Sloat.
Yes.
Sandy Stang.
Yes.
Dave Sullivan. Dave Tetzlaff.
Yes.
Jeffrey Rodriguez.
Yes.
Evelyn Velez.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations to the CSL candidates. Congratulations, and thank you for representing Orange County in the California Senior Legislature. We appreciate the work that you do. So before I adjourn this meeting, I'd like to thank you all for your patience, your presence. To Paulo, who is new on this committee, this is not our usual meeting. We just had business we had to take care of. Usually there's much more meat and content in the meetings. Nobody sign off because everybody is on a standing committee, and now we will follow through with the standing committee meetings. So, but right now, seeing no further business before the full SCAC, I will adjourn this meeting at, and I don't have my phone in front of me.
9:58.
Okay, this meeting.